Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're dealing with is divine healing, and this is part 17, and the topic is called God's Prescription for Life and Health. Let us now go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, and it reads, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do all according that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success." What verse 8 is saying is that the book of the law, which is the word of God, shall not depart out of your mouth, which means you keep speaking the word of God. The next part of this verse says that you will meditate on it day and night. In other words, you keep the word of God before your eyes and in your heart day and night. When we meditate on the word of God, it allows for the capacity and builds the capacity of faith to be in our spirit man. The verse continues to say that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. What the Bible is saying in this verse is fully this. If we meditate the word of God and have it in our heart, in our mind, day and night, if we speak the word of God, that we will have good success. If we follow what the word of God says, it will make our way prosperous and we will have good success. Let us now go to Proverbs chapter 4. Verses 20 to 23, and they read, "My son, attend to my words, incline your ears to my sayings. Let them not depart from before your eyes, keep them in the middle of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Verse 23, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues or the forces of life." In this scripture, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 23, God is actually saying to keep his word in your heart, to keep the word of God in your spirit, because out of your spirit will flow the forces to preserve your life, to heal you. In this scripture, God says that his words are life unto all that find them and health to all their flesh. In other words, the word of God is medicine to your flesh. When we use the word of God, all sicknesses must leave. The word of God that's placed into your heart will prolong your life on the earth and cause you to fulfill the number of your days. The people who do not find the word of God will perish, because the word of God says that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge means the lack of word of God. Let's break this scripture down, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 23, step by step. First one, it says, "My son, give attention to my words." Give your total attention to God's word, put it first place in your life and make it final authority. The word of God created everything, so the word of God is the answer to everything. In Joshua 1:8, or chapter 1 verse 8, we read that we are to meditate the word of God. Meditate God's word and we will have good success. Your life will come into order and your mind will come to peace. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3. When you keep your mind on God's word, your mind will set you free from doubt and unbelief. The word of God has the ability to go into a person to stabilize them. The Bible actually says the word of God is the anchor of the soul, which means it's the anchor of the mind, the will, and the emotions. When you have the word of God in your heart on a regular basis, you meditate on it, you speak it, it will cause you to be stable in every area of your soul. Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. So when the word of God is put into you continually, you meditate it, you speak it, it will stabilize your mind, your will, and your emotions. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 actually says, "My people perish because of lack of knowledge." What the scripture is actually saying, these are the people who do not find the word of God. They do not put the word of God into their heart. So they perish because of lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 is actually saying, "My people perish because of lack of knowledge or the lack of God's word. They don't know their promises. They don't know what belongs to them." Let us now go back to Proverbs chapter 4 verses 20 to 23. Starting at verse 20. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings." When the Bible says, "My son, give attention to my word," God is saying, give total attention. He's asking you to give your total attention to his word, to put it first place in your life and make it final authority. When we meditate on God's word, according to Joshua 1:8, we will have good success and we will prosper. Our lives will come into order and our mind will come into peace. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. When you keep your mind on God's word, your mind will be set free from doubt and unbelief. The process of giving total attention to God's word is a continual process. It's not something we do once a week or once every month. It's a day-by-day thing. God wants us to meditate the word of God, put it in our heart, give attention to it, continually read it, watch over it. The second part of verse 20 says, incline your ears to my sayings. What this is saying is, it's talking about your spiritual ears. Yes, your natural ears as well, because the word of God's got to go in your natural ear to go down into your spirit through your spiritual ears, but it also goes in through your eyes as well. But God is saying, incline your ears to my sayings. Come with spiritual ears ready to hear. Listen for the revelation that the Holy Spirit wants to give to you as you read or hear the word of God. We need to be teachable and ready to hear and learn. Quite often we'll come against traditions and religions we've been taught in the past, and the word of God will challenge those things. I always ask the Holy Spirit, give me the revelation I need to see through God's word. I come with a teachable heart, a teachable spirit, and I'm ready to hear and ready to learn. Let us now go to Mark chapter 4, verses 23 to 24. Reading from verse 23. If a man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed with what you hear. With what measure you meter, it will be measured unto you. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. Let me go now to the Amplified version of Mark chapter 4, verses 23 to 24. If any man has ears to hear, let him be listening, perceive and comprehend. And he said to them, be careful what you are hearing. The measure or thought or study that you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue or knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides will be given to you that hear. What these scriptures are saying that I've just read, if you give just a little attention to God's word, that is what's coming back to you. You'll receive little. But if you give total attention to God's word, the power that comes back to you will be great and produce results in your life. Plan your life around the word of God and not the word of God around your life. I remember years ago listening to a minister of the gospel, and she said in the very beginning of her life, she used to do her work first in the house and then do the word of God. But after a while, the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, I want you to put God's word first and then your work in the house second. But she thought, Lord, if I do that, I won't have enough time to do my work in the house. So in obedience, she started to put the word of God first place and final authority in her day. In other words, in the beginning of her day, she started on the word of God. As she did this, over a period of time, she found that her life came into order and she had more time to do her work, and she had time left over after she put the word of God first place. I found that too, an experience years ago when I was on holidays with my wife, that we put the word of God first place in the morning with prayer and reading God's word. And after I came back from my holidays back home, the first week went really well. And I thought, that's strange. I said to my wife, you know, it's really strange. Everything's falling into place. I don't know why, but it's almost like I've sensed that God's into my life. And just then, while I was talking to her about that, what came into my heart was this. The Lord spoke to me in my heart and said, because you put the word of God first place in my life on your holiday, first thing in the morning, I'm now going to get involved in your life daily. It's important to put the word of God first place and final authority even in the beginning of your day. If we put God at the beginning of our day first place and give him the first part of our time, he is with us the full rest of the day and he will get involved in our things. There's a saying I've learned over the years which says, your attention will determine where your desires will follow. Wherever you put your attention on, whether it's playing golf or something like that, or put the word of God or whatever, wherever you put your attention on, eventually your desires will follow your attention. So put your attention to the word of God and your desires will slowly move across to God's word and God's kingdom. Thank you for listening today, and God bless.